You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are hanging in the studio today in sweltering heat because our air conditioning's broken. So everybody hates me right now because we're all like sitting here sweating. And me, I'm comfortable.
Welcome to Mercury retrograde.
Seriously, Barb, when is Mercury not in retrograde?
Oh, it's three times a year for 30 days. But then you have to add the five pre-shadow and post-shadow periods. So really, it's 40 days. Three times a year, and it does
that is not a long ass time to be taking out of every year where everything goes to shit.
This one is particularly bad too because it coincides with the Virgo full moon. Pisces full moon, excuse me, in Virgo. The Pisces full moon, and it's, I mean, on my way here, our water pumps, because we're the last, we have our, you know, 10 acres in the mountains, and we're the last house on the city water. We don't have a well. We have city water, and I have to have pumps on the property to give the more water pressure. Uh-huh. And of course, this morning the pumps were both broken, and it's just been fun.
And you're just walking around the house going, "Damn, retrograde."
Everything, yes, yes, Mercury retrograde, and the air conditioning breaking. Everything to do with anything breaking.
Any like technology or anything breaking?
Everything breaking. Things that have to be done more than once. Do never, ever, ever, ever buy any electronics in the course of the Mercury retrograde because they will be lemons. You're not supposed to buy cars, computers, phones.
Oh my God. So this entire month, laptops. All the stocks for cars and laptops and technology are plummeting because of Barb.
Sorry, everybody, but it's the truth. It will be a lemon. Don't enter into contracts unless it's something that you've already been working on for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
But it's nothing new. Nothing new.
That's very
no plastic surgery. That isn't something that you, a lot of redos of surgery during Mercury retrograde. And
no
that's usually
plastic
very
surgery?
Good.
That is very sad.
Not even any haircuts.
Oh my.
No haircuts, no plastic surgery. Nothing that you have to worry that
what
may have to be done.
What can you do?
You can complete things that you have been completely putting off to finish. So it's like a perfect time to finish, like, you know, a home project or something that you've
started. As long as you don't have to go buy some technology for it.
No, do not. Yeah. Do not. If your car breaks down, don't get a new one right now. Wait till 5 days, the post-shadow period, so it ends October 2nd. After the 7th of October, you are safe. The further away from the retrograde period, the better.
Speaking of cars, I think I'm finally at a point where I don't know whether I'm having a post-midlife crisis or I am, you know, it's probably a post-midlife crisis.
You're buying a red Corvette.
No, I'm looking at Jeeps. Worse than a red Corvette. I think guys get a red Corvette. And I don't know. I think I'm thinking of giving up my mommy mobile and
usually we get new boobs.
New boobs. Oh my God.
I should not have said that, but fortunately for me, Zach doesn't listen to the show usually all that often. So because he'd be all about it, I'm like, I don't need a boob job, but he's all about
you
boobs in any
not.
Way, shape, or form.
I always told myself that if I was getting to the point where I was kicking them out of the way to walk, then I would get a new boob job. I don't have a boob job to begin with. So
maybe when
calm
we
down.
Have our facelifts, we'll get them lifted up at the same time.
Yeah, seriously.
But it will not be during the retrograde.
When it all starts hitting the skids. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's the one thing on me that hasn't hit the skids yet is they're still okay.
They say legs and boobs are the last to go.
Is that what they say?
That's what I've heard. Who knows?
Who are they?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
The powers that be. Who the heck knows? I don't know.
Who are these people that have so much to say about what's going on? Okay, so speaking of all that stuff, Did you see that Kate Moss has a new...
Cosmos. Yes.
It's her new
line
of...
Like Cosmo. Which I love.
Yeah, like the Cosmos.
Yes.
And actually, the packaging kind of looks like that, too.
Yes, it does. Their marketing. Very sun, moon, stars.
Yes. Yeah, kind of cosmic. She has, you know, because she's like famously been known over the years as like the party girl.
You but know, also very boho, hippie, retro. I mean, yeah. You know, if it, even though she was the poster star for the 90s,
yes.
I do say that if she were alive in the time, she'd have been like, you know, Anita Pallenberg. She'd
totally.
Be the, you know, number one,
totally.
You know, Marianne Faithful of that era.
Yeah. Well, she's now, she wants to, on the next part of her life, focus on well-being. And, you know, wellness and using more natural products. And so she's developed this whole new lifestyle brand of...
CBD infused.
Yeah, of natural products. Face creams, serums, teas, all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to try it.
Kind of like a hippy dippy version of Elle Macpherson's.
Yeah.
In my opinion, from what I've read about it. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, kind of. So... I am really excited to try it because, you know me, I've long been a huge Kate Moss fan and like obsessed with her.
Yeah.
So whatever is good with her, I'm going to try.
Absolutely.
So I will let our listeners know because I want to try everything first before we chit-chat about it.
Absolutely.
And review it. But I am really, really excited to try this, her new products. Actually... Oh, she looks really good. I've been seeing her at all the fashion shows during Fashion Week, and
because
I think
her
she looks
daughter
great.
Is out there killing it.
Yes, Lily Moss. She's, you know, of course she's going to have a supermodel daughter.
Yeah, she's tiny. I mean, Kate is tiny, but she's tiny, tiny.
Yeah, you know, Kate Moss is only like 5'6 or 5'7.
I think her daughter's smaller than her.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous and she's really cute and has really great style and
I feel like her daughter doesn't have the same kind of edge that Kate does.
Let's hope. You don't want that in your daughter because God knows Kate was a rock star.
I don't mean in that sense. I mean more of like her style, you know.
But I mean
in a
Kate,
style sense.
I think that one of the main allure of Kate was that whole living on the edge. She's a rock star. Whole, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah. So I don't know if you'd want to steer your daughter in that direction.
No, you definitely don't want to steer your daughter in that direction.
It's one thing to take your daughter to the sex shop to buy vinyl and
Miss Barbara Ann Wild.
And, you know, those kind of things. But it's another thing to, like, introduce her to your, you know, drug ways.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But just for me, style-wise, she's just such an icon of like that kind of edgy rock star model-y vibe that I just, every time she'd step out of the house, I'd be like, what is she wearing? What has she done to her hair? What
Absolutely.
Is this? What's that? She looks unbelievable. You know, she's only 48.
I know that she was talking in some of the editorial that I read that her 50th was coming up, but mm-hmm. I didn't know exactly how old she was.
Yeah, she's 48. Speaking of London and that whole vibe, did you watch the Taylor Hawkins tribute?
I didn't watch some. I actually caught a little bit of it that was posted to Instagram, mm-hmm. But I didn't see all of it. We had so many incredible mutual friends that were there participating.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And honestly, everyone should hope to have tribute to them.
Oh my God.
Like that. I mean,
Dave Grohl
he did
such
an incredible
job
honoring his best friend, which
incredible.
Was just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And he was, you know, Frankie called me. I was in Brazil at the time and she called me and she was just sobbing. She's like, you've got to see this tribute. It is so, oh my gosh, it's so heavy and I'm just bawling my eyes out. And I watched a little bit of it, and I saw his son, Shane Hawkins, play drums. And it just seemed like he was taking it all out on those drums.
Yes.
And it was so, oh my God, it totally reduced me to tears immediately.
Yeah.
So incredible. And we were at dinner in Brazil, and I was talking to the guys, and Sebastian said that he's actually playing the tribute concert here in LA.
September.
Yeah.
The end of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's playing that one.
At the
one.
Forum.
Mm-hmm. So just incredible job that Dave Grohl is doing to honor his bandmate and buddy.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And that what names they had to it. Paul McCartney.
John Paul Jones. They had Brian May.
Brian May. Frankie said Brian May just, oh.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Really great.
Have you ever met Brian May?
Yes, I have. I met him at the award show that we were at together. The one that was for Classic Rock magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah, Sharon and Ozzy are friendly with him. Sharon is pretty close friends with him. And
yeah.
She brought Zach over to meet him. She calls him the wizard.
He's really a sweet man. Gilby's played with him several times. We were lucky to have tea with him and his wife one time. And they're just really sweet.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really incredible. So, we got a Dear Daniela.
Oh, that's exciting. Let's do it.
Should we talk about that one?
I would love to.
So you and I can do that one together because the question was, Dear Daniela, could you please tell us which perfume, eyeliner, mascara, lip liner, and lipstick you regularly use? I'm sure I'm not the only one curious to know. Thanks. I freaking love the shows. You guys rock.
Awesome.
Okay, so we'll answer that. I have been using, I know, Barb, you and Zach are like my fragrance heroes. You guys always smell amazing, and you have such a good nose for what smells good.
I do. I think it's because I'm deaf, so, you know, sometimes your other senses will kick
get
in.
Get heightened. Where I'm not so huge on perfumes, I don't really love perfumes that much because sometimes I feel like they're too strong. And during the course of the day of smelling something repetitive, maybe it's part of my misophonia. And
no, that happens to me too. I'll get a headache if it's really strong and smelling
yeah.
all day.
Uh-huh. So I found this fragrance years and years ago. I would say probably 30 years ago when I was in France, I found this fragrance. And it has just been my fragrance. That's it. That's all I use. I never really veer from it. I'll try other fragrances, but I never stick to them. I always go back. And it is called Comptoir Sud Pacific, vanilla apricot. That is my scent. And I use it every day, and I have been for almost 30 years. How about you? I know you switch it up a little.
I do switch it up a little.
Yeah.
I love the Odin fragrances, number 2, number 7, number 9. They're very masculine. I love masculine fragrances.
I
and I like...
They smell so good on
I
you.
Almost never really go for the girly, feminine. I like more of a like, you know, my mother used to always say, smell like a whore. But I like the more heady...
Wait, did your mom tell you
smell
like
a whore?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I smell... What is that? Patchouli and musk? You smell like a whore. Thanks, Mom. Love you, too.
I really hate patchouli oil.
Mother hated it. I love it.
Oh.
I love incense. I don't like it by itself, but I like it as a note in a fragrance.
If it's just like a little hint of a note,
yes.
Then yes, I like it. Like mixed with vanilla and tobacco. And
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
I like
tobacco
it.
And oud, I love. Yeah. Over the last couple of years, I've been wearing the fucking fabulous that you bought me and gifted
me,
and I love it.
Yeah.
Tom Ford. But I love the Odin fragrances. Zach wears the, which I get asked this every time he does a meet and greet. What does Zach wear? He wears the Maison Margiela, the by the fireplace.
He smells
incredible.
So good. Yeah.
And you know, it's so funny because no one smells better than Ozzy. Ozzy wears, you know, back in the day, he used to wear Asian Provocateurs fragrance, which is phenomenal.
Yes.
And I would have like weird deja vus when I'd walk into the boutique and I'd be like, it smelled so much like Ozzy. It was like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, because
I don't
like
know
in
what
a
he
sexy
uses.
Boutique.
I don't know what he uses now, but oh my God, incredible. It always smells good.
You know,
good, but
when I worked with Sharon on Rock of Love,
yeah,
I loved the way she smelled.
Oh.
She always smelled
incredible. Was she wearing Izumiaki then?
No, she was wearing Hermes. Okay. And I forgot which one it was, but it was Hermes. And I remember because she was constantly spraying it on her. And it just smells divine on her. It smelled so good.
She always smells incredible. Both of them smell incredible.
Yeah.
There was a moment for a while early, like, well, no, that was later. She wore Izumiaki for a long time, which was currently I've been hitting the Tom Ford fragrances.
I love Tom Ford. I love all the Tom Ford fragrances.
New one. Have you tried the new one, the Eterne?
I did try it. It's lovely.
It's fantastic. It's super heavy.
Yeah.
So I'll probably use it more in the fall and the winter, but it is
I also
fantastic.
Like their bitter peach. It's beautiful. Frankie is a faithful wearer of the Lost Cherry. She loves
which was back ordered for 150 years. It was basically Christmas by the time I got it for her June birthday. Silly.
Yeah. Oh, she loved it though. She was so happy. She loves their fragrance. And their fragrances are really expensive, by the way. The Tom Ford is like $350, $450 a bottle. For a small bottle of fragrance, it's kind of expensive.
But I love the body sprays.
That's what I was going with. Yeah.
Yeah. $99 and they smell just as fabulous.
Yeah.
They stay. It's not like it evaporates. And I love them in the hot weather because it's cooling. And then I spray it in my hairbrush. I learned this from a perfumery years ago. Spray your fragrance in your hairbrush and then brush your hair, especially if you have long hair.
Yeah.
And then you'll smell it yourself and people go to give you a hug, smell it all day.
Oh, that's a really good tip. Yeah. Yeah. Those body sprays are amazing because they make it so easy. You can just spray a little hoo-hoo and a ha-ha and all over the place.
It's
so easy.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're great. I like those too. And they also make great gifts and their candles make great gifts. And those are not too crazy expensive. But for me personally, I like the Comptoir Sud Pacific, the vanilla apricot, because it's light. It's it just smells like vanilla and apricots. People always say I smell like cookies.
That's a good thing.
But I always wonder if that's just all the sweets I eat permeating out of my pores.
You know, Toby Tobin's chocolate fragrance is
very nice.
To die for.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
I was actually with her when she
almost
was developing
almost as delicious
that.
As her chocolates.
Yes. Very, very nice,
I don't know
actually.
If anything compares to her chocolate.
That's actually a really good mention because it's very good. Gilby, he doesn't wear any fragrance because I prefer him, just his natural scent.
Natural pheromones.
Yeah. He smells like gasoline and
that
oil.
That is true. That's a sexy smell on a man.
He smells like the 101 freeway. which I like.
Okay, so, now we need your eyeliner, your lip liner.
I haven't really been wearing eyeliner lately. I've just been wearing eyeshadow and mascara. And my eyeshadow that I use is Bobbi Brown. And it's a very slight one.
You are such a loyal one, you are.
Yeah. I love Bobbi Brown's stuff. So I use her eyeshadow, which is like I forgot the name of it, but it's like a spark. It's a very light kind of all over sparkle in like a taupey color. And I just kind of swipe it over because I feel now that I'm of a certain stature, I look funny when I wear too much eye makeup. So I just wear a swipe of her eyeshadow with the MAC Stackable Mascara.
Yeah, you
I
were
really
saying
like that
I
a
have
lot.
To, I still haven't tried it. I have to try that.
You have to try it. I really like it a
Frankie
lot.
Frankie loves it too.
She does. And the reason why I like it, it has a little spiky ball on the end of the wand. And so you just kind of go over your lashes really fast with the spiky ball. And it just puts the right amount of mascara on and spikes your eyelashes out.
Oh, I love that.
So I really like that.
I always love that wand. They're really great that way because it doesn't clump and
you know
it's
when
really
I was
nice.
Younger, I really liked the Dior show because it had that thick wand that had tons of mascara on it, and I would look like Tammy Faye.
I love that.
You know, I would just glob it all on. But now I try to be a little bit more subdued with my eye makeup because I'm trying not to draw attention to the crow's feet. So I try to just lessen that effect. But the lip liner and lipstick I use is, I love, I can't shake MAC. And I've been using it since the 90s, and now I'm fine because it's all back in. But instead of using spice, which is what was really big in the 90s,
yes,
I now use Stone lip liner.
I love the Stone because it's so ashy and yes, cool toned. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I love it too. I use Stone. And on the inside, I use Love Honey. It's a matte lipstick that I use on the inside. I think it's called Love Honey. I go over it with the MAC gloss, which is just glass. You know, it's just a clear gloss that I put over. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't really use eyeliner.
No, I do. I don't use eyeshadow usually. I mean, sometimes very. I love the NYX line.
Yes.
It's so reasonably priced. The colors are amazing. I love their stuff. But I love Charlotte Tilbury's The Violet.
Oh, yes. That's nice for your color
eyeliner.
Eyes. Yeah.
Because it really brings out the green in my eyes.
Yes.
And I do love Victoria Beckham. She has an eyeliner, Fig, which is phenomenal. The color is so gorgeous because it's like a reddish plum meets purple, but it's not, it's really, really smoky and just gorgeous. And I love her products. Victoria Beckham stuff is amazing because she co-branded on a couple of things with Augustinus Bader.
Right.
And so she has a primer product that I always use. And it's a little bit of a cheat because Augustinus Bader is really kind of expensive, although it really is worth it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those splurges that I really have to say to our listeners that is so worth it. But
yeah,
if you get the Victoria Beckham's co-branded her primer, there's a gold one, which is really pretty. You would love it. It gives just like a little bit of a tannish warm color. It's a primer, but it has his serum in it. I like the one that has no sparkle, and I use it all the time. And it's like $99 for a huge one, and it's two products in one. So if you want to get around the expensive cost of the Augustinus Bader, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, that's
really and it's fantastic. I use it every day before I put my sunblock on, even if I'm not wearing makeup. So eyeliner, I like Victoria Beckham's and Charlotte Tilbury. Love Charlotte Tilbury's everything. Her cream eyeshadow, if I am ever wearing eyeshadow, I love it.
Cream eyeshadow because it just doesn't fall on your face. I hate powder eyeshadow. It falls all over your cheeks.
And it's, if you are of a certain stature, powder is really not our friend.
No,
it just is not our friend.
It's not.
If you're a young girl, that's a whole different thing, but or boy, but yeah, if you're of a certain stature, I think creams are the way to go. And then as far as lips go. I love Sephora's nude.
I just tried their lip honey oil. Have you tried that?
I haven't, but their lip liners.
It's just like a little honey oil, and it's really nice.
Their lip liners are incredible. They're self-sharpening.
Yeah.
The colors are gorgeous. And I also love MAC. I love Stone. I love that one too. And I like Laura Mercier. I love her lipsticks and Charlotte Tilbury's. Oh, and Tom Ford's.
Yeah.
I live for Tom Ford's.
Yeah, the Tom Ford's are nice too. And so are the Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah.
I actually was just using my Charlotte Tilbury lipstick and I finished it. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I have such a sense of accomplishment when I finish a product or a lipstick or
I feel that way when I rebuy
when you hit
it.
10, I'm like, oh my God, I hit 10. I'm so proud of myself.
I'm astonished when I rebuy it. That's when I really know that I loved it because I try everything and, you know, some things I like, but I don't love. So it doesn't become part of my whole repertoire.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I was going to actually add. Have you tried any of the Makeup by Mario products?
No.
Okay. So Mario is or was Kim Kardashian's makeup artist. They did the KKW line together, which she doesn't do anymore. But he has his own line, which Sephora features all the time. And through Instagram, I bought his. It's like a hybrid lip gloss and a lipstick.
Ooh.
And they're so creamy and they last, they smell divine, feels so nice on your lips, and the colors are phenomenal.
Mm.
I really like his lips too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I'm
going to
feature them on one of Barb's Bag of Tricks soon because I've got a couple different colors that I have in rotation. So I've been loving them. They're great.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, no, that's it for me, really. Oh, you know what else I use that I'm super faithful? I use this. I am so loyal.
Lucky for your husband, you're so loyal, because right? you don't mess around. You don't sleep around with your makeup or your men. So.
Nope. The other product I always use, I never leave home without it, is NARS. Their Copacabana stick.
Oh, that's a good one.
The highlighter stick.
Yeah.
I love that.
That orgasm's really great too.
Yes. Yeah. So I always use that. I always have like a little bit on my cheekbones, on the bridge of my nose, and then just between my nose and my
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So by the way, that's a really good hack that I learned on, I think it was on Instagram, was that you always take a little bit of highlighter and you put it in between your nose and your upper
Cupid's
lip.
Cupid's bow.
Yep. Cupid's bow, or also right in between.
Up higher?
Yeah, because it kind of creates the illusion that your nose and your mouth are closer together.
Oh, interesting.
And as you get older, you know, they kind of separate. So, sorry. Bad news there. Yeah. But yeah, so just a couple. And the other hack I learned the other day from Gucci Westman. Do you follow her?
I love her products.
Yeah,
I love her products.
Yeah.
No nonsense. Incredible stuff.
Yeah. Great products. And she has said that a great hack also to always look like sun-kissed and fresh is she takes like a blush stick or a highlighter stick.
One of her,
a blush color.
Yeah.
And she kind of goes over, like, you know how Adam Ant has the white stripe across his face? That's what I thought of, is you take it and you drag it from your cheekbone over your nose and over your other cheekbone, and then just kind of blend it, because that's where the sun hits you.
Oh, awesome.
So you can look really sun-kissed that way. And then some right below your hairline on your forehead
as well.
She's
amazing. I love watching her tutorials.
Her tutorials are great. So if you don't follow her on Instagram, you should go check her out. Gucci Westman, she has some really great tips and tricks and also great products.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Her mascara is incredible. Her contour stick is off the charts.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Well, there you have it. Those are our little daily secrets for you.
Thanks for the question. That's a good one.
Very long, Dear Daniela answer.
I love that one, though. That's great.
Yeah, it was good.
Get to talk about all our favorite things.
I have to tell you, nothing makes me happier than when I go out and people come up to me and they're like, oh my God, I love listening to you and Barb. I love your podcast.
It's so fun. When Zach did the show with Anthrax and Hey Breed at the Coney Island show, I was out at the soundboard and I had several people come up to me, men and women, and say, and I thought they were going to say, oh, you know, tell Zach I this, that, the other, or I love your husband, or I love BLS or whatever. And I had several of them say, I love your show. And
yeah.
I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
I know, it's so fun. Sometimes I got a message the other day. It said, oh, I saw you out and about and I didn't want to bother you, but I just was going to come and say hi and just tell you that I love Honest AF. And I was like, okay, next time, please come over, because it literally makes my day. So.
Oh, and actually, I have a Frankie B thing for you about your creation of your denim line. When Jesse was at the football at SoFi Stadium, the Rams with Ozzy, the halftime show, one of the wives, Chris Cheney's wife, was saying to him, Jesse overheard her talking about, oh my God, I need to get pair of Frankie B's. My last pair that I loved so much, that was like I wore all the time. And Jesse goes, well, my mom just so happens to do a podcast with
look at Jesse go.
With Daniela. And Jesse was totally like, he was
funny.
Like, you tell Daniela that I think I sold. I'm like, well, she has other companies now, but yeah, so you're legendary in the jean department too.
That's cute. So do we have time for a Barb's Bag of Tricks?
I have been, Phil, if we don't have time, we need to make a few minutes time. I'm sorry, but I have been dying to give this to you. I have been secretly checking out this product called One Skin. Have you heard of them? I tagged you on it.
Yes, I have, because you tagged me on it.
All right, so... I brought one for you.
By the way, Barb tags me on some of the most offensive shit.
So
naughty.
Yes, I have to. It's just too funny. I think of you and I'm like, I know you're going to tell me we have to save it for the show, but sometimes I see things, I'm like, I have to alert her to this. But this, okay, ooh. So you know how we are in on the quest for the Holy Grail body product, and we may just have to create one ourselves at some point for men and women of a certain stature. But this is
because
this
shit starts to go to hell after a certain stature.
All right, so this
creepy ass bullshit that happens to your skin is not acceptable.
This is as close as I think we've come. Mm-hmm. I mean, this stuff is incredible. So it's called OneSkin. It was created by a bunch of lady doctors and researchers and scientists. And it, they use a love instead of stature. They say it's biological age. So it's not aging. It's just your biological age, your chronological age. And they,
oh my God, look at this before and after can of you, this 65-year-old woman.
I kid you not, Daniela, oh for I'm eczema, for psoriasis, for just crepey, yucky statured.
And it's vegan and cruelty-free.
It is phenomenal. I have been using this stuff for about 6 weeks now, and I swear to you, I have noticed such an incredible difference in, I've only been using it on my thighs and my hips and my tush because I wanted to really see if how it works. And it is amazing. The stuff is so great. I cannot recommend it enough. It doesn't sting. It doesn't have caffeine in it. It doesn't have any of the trick ingredients that just make you feel like it looks better.
Yeah.
I really feel like the science on this is incredible. I've only tried the body product and I got it for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I can't wait to try it. It says here it's developed by longevity scientists.
And they're women doctors and scientists and researchers.
God bless them.
And it is amazing.
Wow. Well, I am super excited to try it. You know what I would like to do is I've been thinking about this. And I was thinking, you know, we talk about a lot about exfoliating and how important that is because you exfoliate the skin on your face, but you need to exfoliate the skin on your body.
Absolutely.
Just as regularly because nothing can really penetrate if you have dead skin cells on you.
And that goes for your scalp as well.
Yeah, true, true. So what I like to do is exfoliate and then put this on. And then I think I'll wrap myself in saran wrap and just lay there and marinate for a while.
I mean, there are hacks. People do that.
I mean,
I've been known to take Valhalla Java coffee beans when they're done and put them on my body and then wrap in saran wrap for a short amount. This stuff is great. And unlike some of the other products, it doesn't have capsaicin or caffeine or anything that stings. So you can exfoliate and then use this right after. It is fantastic.
Oh, it feels really good.
Wait till you, in a couple of hours and in the next couple of days, you literally feels like the texture of your skin has changed.
You know, it's interesting because it doesn't look like regular lotion when it comes out. It almost looks like shower
thinner.
Gel.
Yes. Yeah. It feels thinner and lighter.
Yeah. And there's no scent.
Nope.
It feels really good. It's very
And
nice.
I guess the main ingredients, well, their goal, they said, was to create products that safely and effectively reduce the drawbacks of aging so you can look, feel, and be your best. OS01, which is this product, the O1 product, uses a lot of peptides, but it's a proprietary peptide that they've taken all the research that's out there and their research, and they developed something that is proprietary to OneSkin. And I honestly, the stuff.
How did you find out about this?
Of course, Instagram alerted me. And then, I bought it without, you know, thinking twice.
I don't understand something.
Yes.
How do you have time in your life to do everything that you do? You manage Zach. You're always running around with that and the kids. And yet you're always on top of every new product that's coming out on the market.
I really, truly...
You really are incredible.
Thank you.
If you weren't married already, I'd marry you.
Oh, well, I mean, I think we are kind of married. But I, you know what? I just live for this stuff. This is my guilty pleasure. This is the stuff that I love so much.
Yeah.
If I,
thank God.
You know, another thing that it has in it, which is just so fascinating to me, like the way that CBD has become such a thing, and it's so important to so many products. This one has mushroom extract, and they're doing so many things with mushroom. It has something called sulforine genistein, which is a potent antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. It works against photoaging and dark spots and ceramides. It's just,
you know, I gotta tell you, it feels amazing. It feels amazing.
Wait, in a couple days after using it consistently,
yeah,
you're going to be like, I swear my skin feels different.
Wow. I'm so excited. My arms feel really good. I just put some on my arms.
Look at these before and afters. You guys have to go check this out. It's One Skin.
How much was it? Was it expensive?
OneSkin.co. It was not crazy expensive.
Uh-huh.
But it's mid-priced. I better look.
Did it come right away?
Actually did.
Yeah.
It's from San Francisco. They're based in San Francisco.
Okay.
So for us, it came right away.
Yeah.
It's www.oneskin.co. And I have not tried the other products yet. That was the one thing that I will say I really noticed a difference with elasticity and firmness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to be blown away.
Yeah, I can tell because like just the skin on my arms feels really good right now.
And it's proven to increase the epidermal thickness and strength, which that's one of the things that really happens when we become of certain stature, is that everything gets thinner.
Yeah.
Our skin. So I'm super excited to try the facial. There is a face product as well. Have not tried it yet, but I cannot say enough great things about this company.
Have you tried the Filarina stuff yet?
I haven't.
Yeah, I've been using it on my face and on my neck.
I haven't. Yeah. I really try to put something in my rotation when it's the only thing I use so that I can tell if that's what I'm loving, you know?
Yeah.
So
what I try and do, because you and I have so many products, is I always try to finish something.
Yes. Me too.
I have to sometimes even if I don't like it, I finish it. I see the course through. And then start something.
And in all fairness, some products are meant that way.
Yeah.
They're meant that you're going to see results in 4 weeks, in six weeks.
Yeah.
You have to kind of give it a chance,
true.
You know?
True. Yeah, that's true.
Awesome.
We all wrapped up. That does it for this episode of Honest AF. There you have it. If you have any products or any more Dear Daniellas, keep them coming. We love that.
Yeah, we love the Dear Daniellas. They're so great.
Yeah. So Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And until next time, take care of yourselves.
Bye, everybody.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.